first off, can you tell me a little bit about this Wyoming range bill? I know that you have voted against it before, and both senators have voted for it, Senator Enzi and Senator Barrasso. What are some of your concerns about the bill?
Well, some of my concerns are that it spends $10 billion at a time that we cannot afford it. Furthermore, over 100 of the bills in the omnibus bill have never been considered on the floor of the House. It's a bill that bundles 160 different measures into one package, and we will not have an opportunity to amend the package at all. And so we will have an up or down vote on 160 bills costing $10 billion. Now, what I would like to do is have an opportunity to have some amendments to the bill. And one of the things I'd like to do, if amending it, is to have a moratorium on drilling in the Wyoming range as opposed to an out-and-out prohibition forever. My views are consistent with the Lincoln County commissioners and, in fact, with commissioners all over Wyoming.
All right. Well, and so what do you think is going to happen with this bill? Because I know that the majority have voted with you on this bill before.
On the House side, we did send the bill back to the Senate and reject it, but it has now been attached to another bill with a very different subject called Revolutionary War Battlefields Bill, and it is being sent back to the House. The Senate did strip, I believe, one proposal that dealt with heavy penalties on people who pick up rocks on public land, which should have been out of the bill. But that singular amendment was made. It will now come back to the House for a vote. Again, no amendments allowed. It'll be an up or down vote and will take a simple majority. I believe the bill will pass, but it will pass without my support. Again, it spends too much, it bundles too much into one subject, and 100 of these bills were never considered on the floor of the House.
Well, if it does pass, Cynthia, tell me about this. What does that mean for Wyoming's economy since we have, I don't know how many acres it is for the Wyoming range, that will be off limits?
It will mean that oil and gas in and geothermal resources within the Wyoming range, within Commissary Ridge, within the Salt Range, in fact, a very, very large portion of Lincoln County, Wyoming, will be off limits to exploring for those types of resources, with the exception of leases that already exist. So, unfortunately, it just ties it up forever. And my goal was, yes, let's slow down the production of oil and gas in that part of the state for 20 years, and give our children and grandchildren a chance to determine 20 years from now whether it's appropriate to drill. Of course, we know in 20 years there will be new technology that may allow them to drill horizontally without even disturbing the surface. And these are the kind of the things that we can't even envision today. In fact, some of the things that we could not envision 5 years ago are now being used to drill horizontally elsewhere in Wyoming.
All right, let's go on to a different topic. Movement, and we talked about this before when you were running for office. Apparently there's some sort of movement again for making these union votes public. Where is that going right now?
Now, that bill has been introduced, as I believe, in the Senate. That is a bill that would take away the secret ballot. Right now, it is a private vote, just like when you go down and vote in your local election. The unions want to take the private ballot away from you if it's a union election, so it would be made public. And that allows for coercion between union leaders or employers, and the employee bears the brunt of that coercion. That's completely unacceptable. The right to elections is an American right, and the people are entitled to keep their votes a private matter.
Well, okay, so for the people who are for this bill, what is their argument for making these votes public?
Union membership is slipping, and they believe that if the votes are made public, that more people will join unions. It gives them an opportunity to lean on the people who are voting on this to approve the union. And when there are secret ballots, the vote is just between that person and their ballot, which is the way I believe it should be.
Okay, I got three more topics for you. I do appreciate your time. Recent comments from Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, centered around U.S. immigration laws, and she called it enforcement un-American. Of course, I think this was at a private event, but, of course, this got released public. What is your stance on this, and do you think that there is movement in Congress to try to unravel some of these current laws for immigration enforcement on the books?
Enforcing illegal immigration is important for America. We should be encouraging legal immigration at the same time that we're cracking down on illegal immigration to protect American jobs and to protect foreign workers from exploitation in this country. We also should be protecting the American system of entitlement, Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, to apply only to American citizens or those people who are legally in the United States. And furthermore, our education system, which is being dramatically taxed, should be protected. Border security is national security. And so enforcing our immigration laws is a matter of national security. I am against amnesty for illegals, but I am for providing means through the H-2A and H-2B visa process for temporary workers to come into the United States legally in the event that there are no Americans who will take those jobs temporarily on a seasonal basis. So there are legal means that should be allowed and enforced, yet illegal means of immigration should be prevented and cracked down on.
Do you think there's any movement, though, in Congress to unravel some of these laws?
I do, and let me give you some examples. The SCHIP law that we passed earlier, the State Child Health Insurance Program, allowed illegals to accept that money. There have been other programs that have gone through lately that where we could have used an ID program, and the ID program was stripped out of the bill. For some reason, there are certain people here in Congress who want to allow foreign illegal workers access to government programs and entitlements. And apparently Speaker Pelosi is one of them.
All right, a couple more topics. I know that we've heard from Tim Geithner pretty much daily. Of course, the news yesterday was about $1 trillion more to buy up banks' toxic loans. You're on the Budget Committee, Representative Lummis. How much more money do you expect that is going to be proposed in spending for this year beyond what's just in the regular budget?
Well, by every single measure, spending soars back here, not just this year, but every year for the next 10 years. And the proposal of the Obama administration would reach $5.1 trillion dollars over the 10-year period. That comes on the heels of a $1 trillion stimulus bill, a $410 billion omnibus spending bill that had over 8,500 earmarks. The budget we're going to begin marking up tomorrow increases non-defense discretionary spending by over 9% in 2010. And that means that we're going to borrow in order to accommodate all this spending. The Obama budget would double the debt in less than 6 years and nearly triple it over the next decade. In fact, the Obama budget proposes to add more to the debt in 6 years than his 43 predecessors did in 220 years. All of the presidents combined have not spent as much money as the Obama budget would do in increasing our debt.
I know there's a lot of anger right now, and I know you hear it a lot, Representative Lummis. Of course, a measure passed last week in the House with the AIG 90% tax for bonuses. Now, most of those executive, if not all of them, have given back those bonuses, but this isn't the last stepping stone, because Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, their executives also have some bonus deals for their executives. Is there a solution to this where maybe, I mean, because I know there's some constitutionality here with the 90% tax, but is there some sort of remedy to this, or is it just, well, we have to write off our losses with these bonuses and then rewrite this law so that makes sure that anybody who's getting the public support of bailouts doesn't get these bonuses in the future?
Well, I sponsored or co-sponsored a bill with my other freshman colleagues that would have required the administration to retrieve that $180 million in bonuses over the next 10 days and do it with administrative means, not with what I believe is an unconstitutional law that would take 90% as a tax. We wanted, number one, 100% of the money back. We want it all back, not 90%, and not in the form of an unconstitutional punitive tax. We wanted the administration to use tools that they have to get the money back.
All right, last question, Representative Lemison. Do appreciate your time, as always. Looking forward to seeing you back in Rock Springs here soon. You had, I forget what the House res number was, but, of course, the Obama proposal, and I, from what I believe, this is maybe a dead issue at this point, but the Obama proposal to make military veterans pay for their own health care, even from injuries sustained in combat. Is that officially dead now, or do you believe this might come back again?
Well, I believe it might come back again. That is why the resolution that I'm sponsoring provides that the Obama administration and any other administration shall pay for the health care costs of injured veterans, combat injured veterans. It is dangerous just because pressure was put on the president and he has backed off for now to assume that there will not be subsequent efforts to bring this proposal back. So we want to take proactive steps. Congress needs to go on the record as saying this is an agreement that we made with our soldiers when they went to war on our behalf, and that we're going to stand up for the commitment we made to them when they chose to serve their country.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it. Thanks very much. I know you're very busy, but and a lot going on in Washington. But thanks very much for your time once again, Representative Lemus.
Thank you, Tim.